Kum len and ablat gemoder umesechta meila. We're already doing tomorrow's blot. I know daf ches amud aleph. Okay, daf ches amud aleph. Zog the mishnah. Now we're going to learn about the laws of meila. In fact, every mishnah here, this mishnah and the next one, are sort of going to repeat itself, but it's going to go through every carbon. So remember, we said before meila. Kochim, which are the holy kabbanos, like a chattas. Okay, we can begin now. We're starting the new Meirik, the new Mishnah. I was just giving a little introduction there. By kochim, we say that they are holy the moment you set it aside. And when you spray the blood, what you do is it takes away, it now enables the kainim to eat from it, so it takes away the kedusha from the ila, except the part doesn't go on the mizbech. So there are three stages. One stage is when you shech the animal, what happens then? One stage is when you, what do you call it? The other one is when you spray the blood. Says the Mishnah. The first thing we're talking about is a bird. Unfortunately, we talk about why we talk about birds first. Because birds were actually more common. Because women used to bring birds all the time and all that. So every woman gave birth. So birds...
But
women, anyway, you give two birds. That's not gevir. By birds, we say that by a chatas ha'oif, the chatas ha'oif, you have to shecht it below the red line and you spray it below the red line. And the oilas ha'oif, you do above the red line, the malika, which is, you know, with using your long finger and the long nail, and the malika and the, what do you call it, and the zrika. Now, by a chatas ha'oif, you spray the blood. By an oilas ha'oif, you squeeze the blood out. By mitzi, by a chatas ha'if, we spray the blood, and then whatever, after that, whatever trickles out, we press against the mizbech. We'll see in the Gemara today whether that's ma'akiv, that second activity of mitzi by a chatas ha'if is ma'akiv now. But the mission goes through this: chatas ha'if moilim ba mishahugdisha. As soon as you made it holy, verbally you said that this is kodesh, you're ready moil. As you said before, kachim as soon as you set aside, and Rashi says you have to say verbally. Nimlika, if you then went ahead and you shechted it, which malika, which is its shchita here, then huchsha, you've now upgraded it. What you upgraded? Ready, kodesh. What else can you add? We add the following: lihipasul betvul yoim. Somebody who was tamei, who went to the mikveh, he has to wait for the sun to set, but he didn't, and he came along and touched it. Before then, that what a tvul yoim. He's metamei. He makes it pasul. Pasul means that this is the end of the by kochim. There's tummy and there's puzzle. Tummy means that he can continue passing on the kedusha further, the tumah further, and puzzle means this is the end of the line. Now we know that by ordinary chul and ordinary food, there's a rishon, there's a sheni. That's the end of the line. So rishon will be tummy, sheni is called puzzle. By truma, we add one more level. It's called shlishi. So by a truma, if it's a sheni, we'll call it tummy because it can pass on the tumah to a third. And the third is called puzzle. When it comes to kachim, we call it goes one more level four. This we had the Chagiga, the last Kodesh. So we have there, number two and number three is called Tamei, number four is called Pasal. A Tvul Yoim, we sometimes say, is a Sheni. Here we're saying, but Tvul Yoim touches Kachim, it passes the Kachim, which means that what does it do to the Kachim? Makes it a Revi, a fourth generation. And this is important, as Gemara will talk about this. Okay, so it becomes Pasal by Tvul Yoim, and a Mechusari Kaparim, Kaparim is someone who already went through the sunset, but he now needs to wait till the following morning to be able to bring the kabbanis to finish that he can enable to eat, what do you call it? To eat kachim. And again, he also, it passes, if he touches a carbon before he brought his carbon to for himself, he passes the carbon. But the uvelina, and so too, if it rests overnight, if the blood rests overnight or the meat rests overnight, it becomes now us al-selina. Once you shecht it, once you malika. Who's the dhamma now when you sprinkle the blood? The chumra kula. On the one hand, chayovin olam shapigal. From now on, if you had the wrong thoughts in mind, then you go ahead and eat it after the spraying the blood. You need the spraying as well because it has to be yirotza, it has to be just like a regular carbon. Then you'll be over kuris for pigal. Nice if you ate leftovers after you sprayed it. You'll be chayiv kuris and tummy if you're tummy and you touch it as well. You have a chayiv and you're chayiv for. You chayiv kuris. Oh, but the aim of mila, that's the chumra. The kula is. Once you spray the blood, there's no longer mi'ilah. There's no longer the case of stealing. It says the Gemara, Tani, we learned, Hukshara, that you, when you prepare, once you did Malika, you prepare the animal, litfossil, the bird, litfossil, bitful yoim, that becomes possil. Through tful yoim, mechusikipurim, uvelina. Sounds like litfossilin, that only becomes possil, avlutmoyalai. That what generation did you, when you touched the kachim, it became the fourth generation. Possil, the end of the line. Not the third generation, the second generation. Is Ruchayda Masnis in Mani, who's author of our Mishnah? There are three opinions. Let us see who the author of our Mishnah is. It would seem to be, it would be Rabbanan. What's going on here? The Tani we learned, Abba Shol says, a Tvul Yoim is Tchil HaKadosh. A Tvul Yoim, somebody who already went to the mikveh, Tvul Yoim, went to the mikveh today, but he needs to wait till Hamshech. He has a din of a Rishon. That means whatever he touches become a Sheni. So if he would touch Kachim, would Kachim be Possel or Tameh? It would be Tommy, because only a Shane he can pass on. So obviously it's not Abba Shol on Mishnah. Rab Meir Oimemer says, nope. So you say that while he becomes a Tchil Lekoidish, that he becomes a Rishon, so he becomes a Rishon. No, I say that he becomes a Shane. Rab Meir Oimemer, Metame, as a Koidish, a Poisel, as a Truma. Meir says he's a Shane. So if he's a Shane, if he touches Truma, what does Truma become? A Shlishi? And by Truma, Shlishi is the end of the line. So by Truma, he's called Possum. By Kodesh, he touches Kodesh, he becomes a Shlishi, but Shlishi is not the end of the line, because he can go to Revi. So therefore, by Shlishi, by Kodesh, is called Tameh. So Meir holds that the Tful Yom is in Vashani, and the Abba Shol holds Tful Yom is in Vashani. Come along the Chachamim, and the Chachamim say, Kishem Shehu, and generally throughout Shas, we follow Meir, by the way, he's a Shani. Chachamim say, Kishem, or at least by Truma, Kishem Shehu Poisel Mashke Truma, V'Oichle Truma. We agree that he's a Shani when it comes to Truma. So it could be in throughout Shas, we're talking as a Chachamim. We agree that he's a Shani to Truma, and therefore when he touches Truma, he just passes it, the drink or food of Truma. But the bottom line is not that he's a Shani. The bottom line is that all he does is he passes Truma. So what does he do with Kachim? He passes Kachim. So as far as Kachim is concerned, he's a Shlishi. As far as Truma is concerned, he's a Shani. As far as Kachim is concerned, he's a Shlishi. Therefore, all he can do is passel.
What's the nafkamina between the Rabbonim that we suggested here and the Chachamim?
That's it. Now he's going through the three opinions, and he's saying that the Chacham, that's the author of our Mishnah. Why use the word Chacham here?
Why Rabbonim? Why
because Chacham? The Chacham is the Lashon of the Braisa, this Braisa, and the Rabbonim is the Gemara. The Gemara is saying it. So he said, just like he passes mashke truma veichel truma, kach so too. Who mashke, who poisel mashke kodesh veichel kodesh, so he's a shlishi when it comes to hekdesh. So our Mishnah must be the Rabbani, because our Mishnah says he passes the hekdesh. Amarav is the Rav, no, I can for infinite coin to everybody. I can say our Mishnah is the Abba Shol. How, that why, that really mahatoyde, a tvul yoim, all does is passels. But Abba Shol says that Rabbani came along with Machman and said, you know what, he should be addition. Omar Rav, la Abba Shol, our Mishnah can be Abba Shol. Why? Because Matoida Tvul Yom, all he can do is passel, does not metame. And Maila also be Kachim, the Rabbani came along and they said, we want to be Machme when it comes to Kachim. Shavinu, Rabbani, Tful Yom, Kiddush. The Rabbani said, you know what, have a dinner like Kiddush. So I mean, the Rabbani. So Abba Shah was talking about the Rabbani, and our Mishnah is talking about Hatayda. So there's no, our Mishnah can be Rabbani, yeah. And once we say that, we can say the same thing. Our Mishnah can be the mayor. Is that mayor? Our Mishnah can be the mayor also. What does the mayor say? That a tful yom is always a sheni. Again, mahatayda tful yom only passels. Is the rabbanon that came along. So, no, by truma mahatayda take the tful yom passels the truma. But mid rabbanon, we said that by kodesh, if that's the passel, we're also going to be metame. The rabbanon came along and said, you know what? We're going to make him a sheni. So again, Mahatayda, he only passels regarding Hegdish, because since he went to the Mikra already, Mahatayda, he took away his tumor. All he does is passels. If the Rabbanon came along and said, the Rabbanon that brought that he comes to Sheni. However, the Rabbanon, why don't they think that we should be Machmed Rabbanon? The Rabbanon are only relying on the Tayda. They're saying when it comes to Tumah, you passel, and when it comes to Kodesh, you passel. Why don't the Rabbanon also say that maybe we should be machmer a little bit with the Rabbanon? So he says here, Rabbanon, kivon de tova, because the fact that he went to the mikveh already, kolash tumasa, his tumor became so weak, pasul mashre, tamila mashre, it's only pasul not tame. Second one, right? He's a dumb. Says the Mishnah, you spray the blood, then you chayiv on pigul nice and tamei. Right? Once you spray the blood, you chayiv on all of these things. Says the Gemara, it says here, and what the ein moilim boy? The same Gemara we had yesterday. When it says ein moilim boy, it sounds like you're not over, you're not getting a chorus, you don't bring a shamilus or a pay, but it's still also to eat. But l'chayla, by kachim, once you spray the blood, the chatos oiv, once you spray it, the kainim eat it. So it's not just ein moilim boy, say mutter bachila or mitzvah bachila. So ask the Gemara. Meilu, the like it sounds from the Mishnah, that is no meilu, but yisuri, because there's an isuv amayah, amayah, the kainim, who belongs to the kainim. Amar Abchenim Chinu said the same answer we had yesterday. The Mishnah talking about we cannot eat it. Why can't you eat it? Liyatsin, you took it outside. You took the chatas oif outside the base of Mishnah and you brought it back in. And we had one opinion that the Zrika helps. What had Rabbi Kiva says that the Zrika does not help. Right? Rabbi Shua said the Zrika helps. Rabbi Kiva said the Zrika does not help. And so what? The Zrika. Rabbi Kiva says the Zrika helps as far as Me'ila is concerned. You no longer consider stealing because since you brought it back into the base of Migdash and you did a zrika, but it does not entitle you to eat because the fact is that it was yotze. Rabbi Kiva here, Rabbi Kiva d'amar zrika may elus li yotze. Yotze,
we pass it from the
Kohen Malta,
right?
Yotze, according to one opinion, that's it, finished. It's still mila because the zrika was when you were outside. And the other one says no. And Rabbi Kiva says that it's not considered yoytzi because you brought it back in, and he made the whole thing of a chata. Remember, you had two chatoyis, and you shechted, and you had the choices of bringing. You sprayed the blood of one, the other meat also. There's no meal, even though it's asdikim meat. Okay. So the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva, who says zikim el yoytzi la basachili. Rav. Now we have a machleike is mitzui chatas oy. But chatas oy, there are two stages. The first blood squirts out. You spray it against the wall, and then everything else that oozes out, you squeeze it against the wall. Called mitzui. By a oyla soif, there's only one activity, mitzui oif. So Amar Rav, mitzui chatas oif ain't a makif. It's not. It's that activity is not important. If you didn't do it, you didn't do it. You still mechaper. How do I know? The Tani Rav. Rav said, "Who's the dumber?" Because Rav said, "Who's the dumber?" The Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Who's the dumber?" That the blood was sprayed. In other words, the only activity you need by chatas oif is huza. That's all that's mentioned there. Only mentioned who's the dhamma. Yeah, so it doesn't say mitzah. It doesn't say who's the mitzah. What did the Mishnah say? As soon as you spray the blood, it's no longer mila. The Mishnah should have said who's the mitzah. Why doesn't it say umitzah? You don't have to. If you did it, it's a good. If you have blood, you should do it. If you don't have, you don't have. That's what he says. Says the Gemara. Rav Ada Barava, Rav Ada Barava says Mashmei the Rav. Mitzvah chatas oiv is ma'akev. But Tani Rav mitzvah dama. And Rav Tak is greatest in the Mishnah. Mitzvah dama. That adds the word. Huza u mitzvah dama. You did both. Toshba coming here. It says in Pasik. The Pasik says, V'hanisha. It's like this. You should spray the dama chatas on the wall of the bech. V'hanisha badama. And anything left over, yimotza. You should squeeze and you say them as bech. It says Hanisha Dami Motzah Zayin Zbeach, but the Mishnah, the person adds Chatos Hu. It's a Chatos. By saying Chatos Hu, what does it sound like? A Miyot. This is the only way to make it a Chatos. It sounds like the Pasuk. When is it considered a Chatos? If you go through both activities, you did side the Zrika and side the Mitzu. Kasha and the Rav, the first opinion.
What carbon do you do about Zrika and Mitzu?
Chatos Oif. An Oif. Chatos Oif. The Pasuk. But Hanisharim, the leftovers, you squeeze against the wall. So Lechayda. And then, but because it says the word chatos hu afterwards, sounds like that the two together make up a chatos. How could Rav say it's not makiv? Look, my bishlem, but Rav Heinrich Siva says v'hanisha b'dam yimotze chatos hi. In the pasuk here it says chatos hu. But it makes sense. Because Rav Huna says chatos hi because it's makiv. El Rav Huna says that it's not makiv. My v'hanisha. What does it mean? The leftover blood chatos hi. It's not important. Even everything more. Kiritanya d'vei Rabbi Shmuel. It says that we learned in the way Rabbi Shmuel, she'im nisher. It only means if there's leftover blood, do mitzvah. But there isn't, it got lost, and I'm ma'akiv. I says chatosu, umai chatosu. So it's not the way you want to learn that it's ma'akiv if you don't do the mitzvah. So you think the word chatosu goes on the word v'hanisher, and then you say yimotze. I'll tell you, no, it doesn't go at all. It goes on the beginning of the pasuk. My chatosu areish, the beginning of the pasuk says, v'hizim adam ha'chatos. al kerem akirim mizbech. You should spray the blood of the chatzim mizbech. In the end of the pasuk says chatzu is referring back to the beginning. That when is it a chatzis if you sprayed the blood? But the middle part vahanisha is like a comma, you know, in parentheses. And if you happen to have blood, by the way, I don't want you to go to waste. Squeeze against the wall. So you can tell me that every time you have this, it says viha, it's as if it's optional. So let me ask a question. It says by Kor Mincha, it says, and what's left over? Kor Mincha, in other words, you do the kemitza, right? You take up a part, you put it on the mezbech. What's left over, you give to the kainim. So you get a dash and say, the han, it says, if there's left over, we know that if there's no shirayim, there's no mincha. Only if it's left over, that you have to do the kemitza. If there's left over, mincha, you give it to the kainim. Those, if something is missing in the shirayim, so the kohen don't get it, according to what you're learning. And maybe taka. So, maybe taka, if there's no shirayim, no problem. But then you'll be learned, it says in the pasig, you should give the kemitza, the kamas, misham, it says, of the three fingers for misalta umishamna. From its, could have said misalus umishamna. Misalsa means that there should be some left over. You take some of the silus, some of the shem. In other words, you have to have a mincha, you have to have a shirayim. Otherwise, it's possible. The salsa mishamna kol levoinosa. It says from the seil mishamna and next to the levoina prat chosra salsa vechosra shamna vechosra venosa. If any of that is missing, it's no good. If you know, after you did the kmitza, before you take the kmitza, you put it on the mizbeach to roast. If anything is missing, it's no good. What's prat? Amri, no, you can't compare mincha to our case here, where it says v'hanisha. Why? Awesome, Ksiv. Then we have two psukim. It says in the pasuk, "V'hanu sedes mimeno." One pasuk we had before, "Anu sedes mina mincha." Another pasuk, "Anu sedes mimeno." Why does it say twice "Anu sedes"? Kroy, you say, "Ksiv." There's an extra pasuk to tell you that it must be left over. You cannot. We don't want leftover of leftover. You must be the entire after the kmitza. Whatever's left over after the kmitza, it has to be intact until you burn it. Because you have two psukim, we have a concept in Kachim, "Shon all of our kosov la'akiv." It repeats it twice to tell you it's the only way to do it. But Bashenkin, by when it comes to by chatos oif, it says only once. This is mahanisha, and therefore it's not ma'akiv. Mosiv avu deshmul Rav Huna. A little hard to understand how it's possible. Avu deshmul. Shmul was Rav Huna's rebbe. So the father, his father is going to ask a question to Shmuel's student.
Maybe he's a very old man.
Okay.
Shmuel was quoted very often.
I don't remember if I ever told you this. Maybe I did. Why Avu de Shmuel? His name is Abba. Why we always call him the father of Shmuel? So there was once he was a fundraiser. And he used to travel a lot. Actually, I had a fundraiser in my house last week, and he tells me he's home 1 week a year. And he told me he never made to any brisson of his grandchildren. And he has lots of grandchildren. Anyway, so he told so Rav Hudish would travel a lot. And one day he was traveling somewhere, and he meets this Kaldoi, this stargazer. And this woman walks over to him and says, "I can see in the stars that if you impregnate a woman tonight, the child that will be born from that union will be unbelievable. I would like to have that child." So as soon as Rav Hudish heard that, he believed her. And he traveled home at night. He was a few hours away. Traveled home at night, but he had appointments the next morning. So he was home for a night for an hour or two. Then he went back to his appointments, and you know, he was off. He was gone for 6 months. 3 months later, his wife is pregnant. The whole town started talking, as people do. How did she get pregnant? Her husband's been away for so long. So they accused her of adultery. She obviously told him the story about Avu de Shmuel came home for an hour. Sometime, nobody believed her. Nobody believed her. So they gave her, they brought her to a bezdin, and they paskin that she has to get malchus, give her a mashkanta. And they started to give her malchus. Anyway, and and everybody was saying that she has a mamzer inside her. Whenever Shmuel's father came back, and he told them that's exactly what happened, he told them why, obviously they all believed her. So since then, just because there's still people walking around and saying it's Bob Meister, he was trying to protect his wife. So they always called him Avu de Shmuel. There was nobody else who's the father of Shmuel, exactly. Rabbi Chaim Goin writes this. This is the father of Shmuel. Shmuel says that he remembers the schmitz that his mother got, and he had a mark on his head from one of the straps that they hit his mother with. Imagine. Okay, so he's going to write. Anyway, so Avu de Shmuel asked Avuna a question. It says, excuse me. Echad chat, it compares the chatas oif to oilas oif. and it says in both of them, Shemokal, if you did the Malika, Umitza Daman, and you squeeze the blood, Chutzla Mekayman, and you had in mind that you're going to eat it or Brosa Mizbeach outside of the Beis Mikdash or the right place, possible. But the aim by Kodesh, Chutzla Zmanan, if you had in mind you're going to eat it at the wrong time, Pigal V'chayel Kodesh. Now the problem is like this. By Chata Sa'if, if you tell me that the Mitzah is not Ma'akev, which means if you tell me if you squeeze against the wall it's not important, then how can you turn this bird into Pigal while you're doing the Mitzah? The Mitzah is not an activity. Remember that the Pigal can only work during the four critical activities, which is the Malika, the Shchita, Kabbalah Saddam, the Hoylocha Saddam, and the Zrika. But if Mitzah you hold the Mitzah is an integral part of it, I can understand then. It's like it's part of the Zrika. But if you tell me Mitzah is not Ma'akev, if it's not part of the Zikr, how can you have Pigul at the time? Tani Mias, Mitzah Daman, it says Mitzah Daman, who may still have Father Glow. Obviously, he decided not to listen to Abhuna, he answered himself. Let's Dodding, Tani, when it says over here, Mitzi, it says Molkan and Mitzi, Molkan is referring to Chata Saif, and Mitzi is referring to Oila Saif, because by Oila Saif, that's you don't spray the blood, you actually squeeze it. Chata Saif has nothing to do with Mitzi. Gufel, that's the question. Tani Rabbi Shmuel learned. So before we brought Rabbi Shmuel says that why that is not ma'akev hanisha. If you have blood left over, you squeeze it. We learned elsewhere. Tani Rabbi Shmuel, she nisha bedam. You have some left over, right? That's what we learned a minute ago. Yet what Tani Rabbi Shmuel learned somewhere else. Hosam shirayim akvin. Rabbi Shmuel says clearly shirayim holds back. The machleik is when you the shirayim. What is ma'akev? Ma'akiv, whether you have to squeeze it against the Ben Zimizbech. How can it be Machlek is a Bishmol Reshmol? And Zigmara, today Tanoi will be Bishmol. Two Tanoi will come to Bishmol. Let's do that in the next Mishnah. The idea is I will stay ahead, because on Sunday it's going to be a bit difficult because you have to do Hattars and Darim. And Rosh Hashanah will be difficult as well. So, as much as we can do, we'll get credit. And I already spoke to Yisrael, and Yisrael knows that we're going to be ahead, and I'll just tell him that we're well up to. Says the Gemara, Mishnah. When you go through our different kabbanas, each one, when it becomes kodesh, we're doing kacha kacha. When it becomes kodesh, when it loses its me'ila. When it becomes holy, and all of them are saying it, so you verbalize it. And when does it lose that kodesh? And if you use it, you're no longer stealing. And we'll see, it's after spraying the blood.
So there's a starting and ending point.
That's right. That's right. But we'll see that someone's somehow a little bit different. Oila, so oi, let's go through the Mishnah. What about an oila saif? Before we learn chata saif, what about the oila saif, which is the same thing? The only difference in oila saif and chata saif is where you do it. And instead of spraying the blood, you actually squeeze it against the, press it against the mizbech. Oila saif, moilimba, when do you start the me'ila? Mishahukdusha, as soon as you verbalize that it's kodesh, it becomes holy. Nimlika, once you did it shchita, you cut it with your fingernail. Is a shachtel fingernail, huchsha has now been prepared, li possible but full yom. So shchita takes it an up a notch. And that is, but now, once the animal is dead, while the animal is alive, it can become tummy. Once the animal is dead and the tful yom touches it, it becomes possible. Uve mechusa kippurim, and somebody already went to the mikveh, and he already had sunset, but he has to bring karbonas, like a metzeda or a zov, and he didn't bring his karbonas yet, or your lettuce. Uve lina, as well, if you leave it resting overnight, the same thing. it becomes now possible. If you leave the blood or the meat overnight. Mitzah Dama, in this case, you press the blood against the pressing of the blood by the oil is tantamount to spraying the blood by the chattas. So, what happens when you press the blood? So now it goes up a notch and lowers a notch. Chayovin, love. Now, from this and now on, chayik pigel. If you had the wrong thought in mind, then you eat it, you chayik karas. Nights, if you ate leftover karas, if you ate tamen, you ate in karas. Umaylin ba. But here we add one more thing. Remember, over there, as soon as you spray the blood, it becomes mutter tekainim. Because mutter tekainim is no longer me'ila. Over here, by oilas oiv, the entire thing gets burnt in the zbech. So you need to wait until you do what you have to do. Until you burn it. Umoilimba, and you moil ad shetetze lebeis hadeshen. Since the whole thing has to get burnt, we don't say, oh, as soon as you burnt the mizbech, even that is all right. No, because what happens to the eifer of the mizbech? You have to then take it off. So once you complete the job, you took off some of it to the Beis HaDesh, and only then do we say it's no longer mila. that's called Nasis Mitzvah by that. Then we say, Parim Hanisrafim, Usa'idim Hanisrafim, next case.
Parim. Times of the day they take the ashes off?
Every morning.
So if they burnt the chatas off, it would be till the next morning.
Yeah, you take some of that. You don't take all that. You take some of the ashes off.
It's one of the first amudis of the day. So
yeah, it's the first one. Yeah, so we'll learn
the
yuma.
They make the tapuach and then the
exactly. So this process would be meal until the next morning.
Yeah,
much.
Exactly. So if you use, if you, yeah, exactly. What about parim hanisrafim misin hanisrafim? So these are, let's say, for example, if a nasi or something, you know, pathel of the tibur. These are things that get burnt outside of the base of Migdash. So parim hanisrafim musidim hanisrafim moilim behen. Your moil mishahugishu. Again, same thing. As soon as you made it holy, you made it kaidish. You made it kaidish. So we're talking about the par yom kippurim. We're talking about the par helam dover shel tzibur. So or for nasi. So hukshru. Okay. So as soon as you verbalize it, it became kaidish again. So you now if you use it for your own good, you're stealing. Nishchetu. Once you shechted it, hukshru. You've elevated it like before. Le pasul betul yom. For tul yom touches, it becomes pasul. Mechusik kippurim. Somebody bring carbon. Uvelina. Who's a daman? You sprinkle the blood. Then chayovin aleim mishum pigul noisu tami. So that's the next notch. You elevated now. It's pigul noisu tami. Umoil be, but in this case you still moil ad sheyit yati chabasa till you burn the meat through and through. Here you don't have to take terumas hadeshin from these things over here because they're done outside of the base of Migdash. So therefore over here, all you need is to burn nasa mitzvasan over here. Is once you burn it through and through. Once you burn it through and through. And here the spring of the blood is not on his bech, it's on the parech, you know, the pareches. Ha'oila, carbon oila, which the entire thing gets burned on his bech. Here, even after you spray the blood, it's still moil because it has to go on his bech. The story is as follows: moil and bamish hukdish. So you made a kaidish. Nishchata yishachter hukshra. You've elevated the pasul betful yoyim umechutzik. You put him umelina, same as before. Mishin nizrak damo, just spray the blood. Chayovin yechay pigul nice v'tamei because you able not match. But here, you'll be moil. You'll continue being moil on the carbon itself because the carbon belongs to Hashem till after you burn it. The only part that goes to kainim are the hide, the skins. The ain't moil in ba'idus. The only part that you're not moil is the skin, because that belongs to the kainim. Avol moil in ba'basa with the meat you are moil. You achetetze the base adeshin. Over here again, has to go base adeshin. Totally gets burned in the bech, and then some of the ashes has to go to base adeshin. What about chatas v'osham v'zivchei shal mitzibur? Again, these are all kachim, which means that the moment you make it holy, your moil belongs to Hashem until you release it, which is after spraying the blood. So chatas v'osham v'zivchei shal mitzibur moilim behem v'shehukshul, you made a kodesh nishchetu yishachted, you elevated hukshul l'pasabot ful yoyim u'mechutze kipurim u'velina. Then nizik dama, once you sprinkle the blood, chayovin, so you have another notch, chayovim should pigul noise with tummy. But a moilim bebasar, you're no longer moil the basar because the kainim are not entitled to eat it. The chatas, the ashim, all of these the kainim eat, and the kainim eat it, then it's kazmuta, so there's no longer mila. Avol moilim be murein. But what are you moil? The part that goes on the mizbech. The fats of these kabanas remain the Abish's domain because it goes on the mizbech. So you never loses his mila. When does it lose the mila? When you complete this job. When did you complete the job? Nasa mitzvasan. We had an end of tumura. Achi yotzu lebeis adeshin. These also turn into ashes and you have to take some of it out in the morning. What about shtei lechem of shvuah? The two loaves of bread that you have to also bring the sheep and the sheep makes it holy. Moilem behemish hukdish. The moment you made a kodesh, you are moilem. Again, you're stealing from the Eivishna. Karmu betanur, when it became brown in the oven, hukshru, it's just brown in the oven, it's just like shchita. That's it, prepares it. So hukshu now is elevated a notch. It's possible by tful yoyim. There's no lina over here. Why is there no lina? Because you actually baked the lechem upon him before shavuos. If there be lina, there'll be every lechem upon him be possible. Because you can't bake it on yomtiv. You bake it before yomtiv. So obviously there's no lina there. The lishche, even though other shayim do put it in, but Rashi take it out. The lishchet aleyin es hazevach. Then when you shech the sheep that go along with it, nizrak domo shel kvasim. When you and then you spray the blood of the sheep. When you do that, that activates that completes the job of this shteh lechem. And what happens now? So on one hand, chayovin aleim shepigul noizdam. If you had a mind when you sprayed the blood of the sheep, or when you shechted, you said, "Oh, we're going to eat the bread in the wrong place at the wrong time." It's pigul, it's activated. Or noizdam tami. The ein b'meila, but it's no longer meila anymore because lechem apanim gets a shteh lechem get eaten by the kainim. So once you do the job, okay. Lechem aponim, the 12 loaves of bread that you do every Shabbos that has to be eaten on that Shabbos. Moilim boy, again, you made it holy, you said to be holy, it's holy. You moil. Koram betaner, when it browned in the oven, huchshirli posel between, now it's like shechita. You've elevated a notch, and now it's ready to become posel for tvul yom. A guy who went to the mikveh waiting for sunset touches it. Or mechusa kipurim, he's even sunset, but he has to bring his kabanas, or her. And then you go ahead and you have to put it on the table. You put it on the table. Karvu habazichin. And then what happens? Every Shabbos, you took off the lechem aponim. There was always bazichin on it, the frankincense. And what he did was the frankincense went on the mizbeach. And the frankincense went on the mizbeach. That's when the lechem aponim became mutter to the kohenim. And part of it goes to the old group. And part of it goes to the 6 to the 8 to the old and 4 to the new. Is... So now that's it. The bread now has been finished the job, but it's like you brought up the carbon. So now you've activated pigul noisu tami. You know, if you did the bazich and you had a mind, you'll eat the bread in the wrong place, wrong time. The ain by mila, but it's no longer mila because you did the job. You finished the mitzvah. And now the kohenim are entitled to eat it. What about menachas, flower offerings? Moilin behem b'shehugdashu. As soon as you said that it's kodesh, you moil. Kitchu bekli, and when then you put it inside one of the kli shodis, what happens then? Huchshru, this is like, you know, the next stage, like shchita, putting in the kli shodis, shchita, so the notch, the posel between yayim, chuzim, and lina, korav ha-kaimitz, when you take the kaimitz and you bring it onto the mizbeach, and that, chayovin Allah meshupil nashatame, that's when you finish the job. The ain moilin b'shirayim, there's no meal in the part that goes to the kainim, again, because it goes to the kainim. I will mail him the kaimitz, but the kaimitz goes onto the zbech. That belongs to Hashem. There again, not enough that it burns the zbech. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow with Hashem.